There were once two brothers who lived in a town in Persia. Their father had died and left them a small inheritance, which they spent foolishly in no time. The elder brother, Kasim Baba, married a woman named Chaka and became wealthy himself after inheriting his father-in-law's business. But the younger brother, Ali Baba, had married a woman of humble means by the name of Morgiana. He soon found himself a very poor man, and had to resort to selling firewood to make a living. Early in the morning, upon waking each day, Ali took his two donkeys, his sharpened axe, and a little food to sustain him, and he headed deep into a forest lying at the edge of town to chop wood.
"Let me guess," King Shahryar said, interrupting Shahrazad from her tale. "Ali Baba finds a treasure."
Shahrazad stopped pacing. She hid a smile before turning around. "Have you heard this tale before?" she asked him with a straight face.
"You know I haven't. I'm just guessing."
"Ah, all right."
"Well, does he find treasure, or doesn't he?"
"He does, my lord. He finds a great hoard of treasure. But do you wish to hear of it?"
"Yes, go on."
After chopping all day long and filling his donkey's packs with wood, Ali Baba was making his way back through the forest when he heard a noise. The sound of horses startled him. A band of rough-looking men appeared. They were as ugly, tangled, and scurrilous a collection as he'd ever seen. He counted 40 of them in all. The instant he saw them, Ali Baba knew they must be cutthroats and thieves. He kept still as a leaf on a windless day, watching them as they drew up to a rocky bluff less than a stone's throw away. Their leader was the first to dismount. He was a nasty creature with a pocked face, protruding eyes, missing teeth, a perpetual frown, and an expression of sullen malevolence. But he had a warrior's arrogance. When he smiled, it was more of a grimace. But there was a warrior's pride and a warrior's triumph in that smile.
"Open sesame," he growled harshly.
To Ali Baba's amazement, a portal appeared in the rock face, and it opened wide to reveal a dark cavern.
"Hurry and get about it quickly. We don't have all day," the captain ordered.
The men all dismounted and took their bulging saddlebags inside the cavern with them. The captain entered last.
"Close sesame,"
he said once he was inside, and the portal shut behind him.